The Reason Our Bones Cannot Fund the RV. August 17, 2021, by Justice Anna Von Wrights, Big Lake, Alaska. RV, Global Currency Reset and Revaluation, popularly known as the GCR/RV. The actual crime began in 1921 with the birth registration practices that started under the Maternity Act. The proponents hailed this as a step forward toward better health, sound familiar, and claimed that it would allow a better and more scientific basis to provide pre- and postnatal care recommendations for both mother and child. Blah blah blah. In reality, it provided a basis for an unauthorized census, aimed at a particular segment of the population, and it was supposed to impact only federal citizens. In actual practice, however, it was applied to everyone along with a registration process that was undisclosed. As I have explained on many occasions, any time you register anything, you give away your ownership interest in it. Whether it is a car, a corporation, or a baby, the result is the same. It starts out as your private property and ends up as public collateral. In this way, the ownership of the children passed from their parents to the Queen, who greedily fed upon their assets, their land, their rights, their bodies, and their labor, acting as their trustee and placing them all in the international jurisdiction of the sea. She taught these children in public schools provided by the Crown using their own assets to do it, to swear allegiance to the borrowed American flag being used by her government to exercise certain contractually delegated powers. Though it seemed innocent enough, the Pledge of Allegiance is in fact an ancient feudal act, also undisclosed, by which the victim serf promises his or her all in all to the sovereign, in this case, allegiance to an undisclosed form of United States of America, that turns out to be a British corporation, and the republic for which it stands, that turns out to be our own long-lost, vacated, and ruinated federal republic, the American subcontractor that is supposed to be the dominant part of our federal government. So we have all these poor babies being unwittingly voluntarily surrendered by their clueless mothers and the complicit doctors and hospital administrators, as wards of the state. In this way, beginning with the Maternity Act of 1921, and more conclusively with the following Shepherd-Towner Act, American babies were stolen and deliberately misidentified as property belonging to the Queen, and she wasted no time in splitting the take with the Pope, who redefined the victims as municipal citizens, and therefore slaves, owing tribute to him, too. And we all slept on, innocently believing that our government would never do any such thing, unaware that we were no longer dealing with our government, but with a foreign commercial corporation merely in the business of providing government services. If we had known and been taught that fact, we would have known the basis of the legal presumptions being held against us and against our country. But the perpetrators were very quiet about all this, for obvious reasons. What they were and still are promoting is a capital crime under both The Hague and the Geneva Conventions. So is their transhumanism agenda, which attempts to use injection of patented mRNA as an excuse to claim that they own the resulting transhuman GMO products as slaves having no rights at all, except to obey their corporate masters. Their corporate masters need a good swift kick to the curb. And all the corporations involved in this scheme deserve to be liquidated immediately, with all assets returned for the benefit of the victims. But I digress. In the midst of this hullabaloo, the Queen turns up missing. It turns out that she has been absent from her post, the British throne, ever since 3 days after her coronation. Who knew? Just like all the missing American babies kidnapped by her undeclared foreign agents, she's lost at sea, presumed dead, whereabouts unknown, and the land jurisdiction of Britain and the Commonwealth stands vacant as a result. In response to this disastrous situation, both the American and the British government wake up and sound the alarm. American fiduciaries of the actual unincorporated holding company known as the United States of America show up and start reading the tea leaves for the perpetrators. The Lord High Steward comes forward from his distant post in Australia and takes command of the land jurisdiction in the Queen's absence. The bankers and the corporate managers responsible stand exposed as the treasonous vermin they are. The Lord Mayor of London is exposed as one of the chief rats and architects. various organs of the United Nations, including the World Health Organization and the World Bank, are complicit. And all the purloined property that has been stolen under these criminal schemes must be repaired, made whole, and returned back to the actual governments and actual people who have been the targets of this madness. So, the Vatican is obliged to return all the clearinghouse certificates, that is, bearer bonds, belonging to the Americans who were swept up in this scheme, but what they return are the paper certificates, not the modern digital records needed to manage the assets and return them. We object. We ask for the digital records to expedite the process of repatriation. The Pope says no. The Curia has to be summoned. The archbishops from all over the world gather. The Curia says, yes, we have to cough up the digital records. So, they do, only they give the digital records to the vermin in Washington, D.C., who are, after all this, mind you, still claiming to represent us, even after we have presented ourselves. Oh, very good. Another circular conundrum and comedy of errors based on mistaken identities, when there is no rational excuse for any mistake at all. Those bearer bonds and all assets related to them belong to us, the Americans, and always have. Having purloined the digital records, the vermin at the Pentagon have proposed to use these assets as the basis of their long-awaited RV. The people of Zimbabwe have meantime also awakened and objected to the use of their mineral assets as the basis of the RV, so the rats running this maze of deceit decided, what, ho? We can use these American bonds to do it. No, you can't. Those bonds are the result of fraud resulting in impersonation and enslavement. They are the fruits of kidnapping, child labor contracts, and piracy. They are tainted goods, and any officer caught holding them or dealing in them or using them for any purpose whatsoever, other than directly returning them to our government for administration, is an accomplice to the crime. Even our government is obligated to launder them as a public trust interest, and find means to return the benefit to the victims without any specific individual allocation, which would make all the victims beneficiaries of the crime and accomplices to it, too. So, you see, as far as those bearer bonds go, they are a great asset that needs to be returned to the American people, not used to fund yet another fraud scheme to provide unjust enrichment for a bunch of military brats who don't have a brain in their heads. Whatever those bonds fund, once both the paper and the digital records are returned to the actual American government, it isn't going to be the RV. And if those bonds, together with their digital records, are not immediately returned to our control, I will commence a public audit and one by one administer them and charge the Queen and the Pope and the Lord Mayor 8 times the value of each bond, plus interest, as penalty for breach of trust. The Lord High Steward and I have agreed that all this criminality must stop, and as we are the ones left literally in command of the land and soil of all these countries and nations, every single officer of the District of Columbia, every single officer of the British Crown, and every single officer of the municipal government worldwide is placed on notice of liability, both personal and commercial, and is held accountable for the immediate return of all American bearer bonds and all digital records related to them, to my custody as the lawful fiduciary of the United States of America, explicitly meaning our unincorporated Federation of States. We shall determine how to cleanse these filthy instruments and bring some good back to the American people out of this manure pile. Any officer of the U.S. government who conspires otherwise is guilty of treason. Any officer of the municipal United States who acts in collusion is guilty of treason. Any foreign agent, declared or undeclared, who participates in any unauthorized seizure, transport, buying, selling, trading, or other use of these bonds will be considered a pirate engaged in capital crime. And your principals will be charged 8 times the value of everything you steal, so they won't be happy with you, either. See this article and over 3,200 others on Anavon Wright's website. Support Anna's work using PayPal donation. Remedy. Find out how to stop the plunder, robbery, and piracy. If you really are serious about knowing how to restore the Republic and your freedom, you need to put some effort into knowing how our freedoms are being robbed from us by fraud, lack of full disclosure, deception, threat, duress, coercion, and intimidation every day of our lives and have been for over 100 years by the criminals who have hijacked our government, wealth, and heritage for their own gain and evil intentions. Are you really required to file a 1040 income tax form with the IRS? Are you really required to obey draconian codes and statutes issued by the so-called federal government? At Anna Von Wright's website you will learn precisely how Americans have been press-ganged into the foreign international jurisdiction of the sea and have as a result been attached, attacked, and deprived of their rights and property under conditions of fraud, semantic deceit, and non-disclosure. At the American States Assembly you will learn the lawful remedies for these problems and crimes committed against Americans. Remember, there is no statute of limitations against the crime of fraud, and that fraud destroys any contract that it touches.